Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Snow cone?
Yeah, tell us. How'd your court date go?
Supposed to be at 9 o'clock this morning in Pleasantville, right?
Pleasanton. It sure was.
And did you make it?
I woke up at 8.
Okay, so not really enough time to get there on time.
No, I mean...
Because it's at least an hour. It's a full hour drive.
I could have made it.
But you would have had to have...
You would not have made it. There's no way.
I could have made it. Just hear me out.
You couldn't have.
Okay, but I could have. And so I called them. They open at 8, and I say, hey, listen, I had this issue and you know, in January.
Oh, I get it. Okay, so he never planned on going. He was going to say, you just opened. I you know, wait for you to open. I'll give you a call and make sure that we can.
Yeah, and I said, I'm in Kansas City. I'm an hour away. I've been having issues with my license. I'm trying to get it figured out. You know, I can't really drive there right now. You know, I would love to, but I really
I would
can't
love
right
to.
Now because I don't have a license.
I'd love
you know,
more.
So like, you know, I'm trying to figure out what I need to do. And the lady was super nice and said, "Well, the court clerk."
Who are you talking to? The mayor, or did she say who she was?
Just, I don't know. A receptionist.
She didn't say.
No, she just said like Pleasanton.
I feel like I'd be curious, like make sure that I'm talking to someone who has.
And she said, she said, the court clerk just got in. Let me get your name and number. I'll go tell her the situation. If we have any issues, we'll call you back. And I said, okay. And I never heard back.
That was what she said? That was it?
That was it.
Wait, and so you didn't do anything after that?
No.
Well, so you have a warrant for your arrest
now. I don't have a warrant for my arrest.
Of course you do.
I was going to call them a little bit later to make sure everything's good.
So you called the receptionist.
Wait, and then they said, we'll call you back.
She said, if there's any issues with you not coming, we'll call you back.
And how would you know? You've got your phone set up to clear unknown numbers anyway, so you wouldn't know if they called.
No, I stayed awake. I had my phone out ready for it.
Okay.
That sounds like a warrant.
It sounds like a warrant. It's not the end of the world to have that
warrant. No, but you're going to have one.
Fixed,
a bench warrant.
Yeah.
The problem is you're going to get pulled over, and they're going to take you to Pleasanton.
Then they'll take you.
I'm Pleasanton,
I don't know if Pleasanton will come
fine.
Get you, to be honest with
everything's
you.
I wouldn't think so over this, but...
I remember when they pulled me over in Plymouth, Michigan.
Yeah,
and he's like, yo, you know, I got to take you in. You got a warrant in Key West, but don't worry about it. You'll be out in an hour. They ain't going to come get you. I'm like, all right, man.
And they came to get you.
And he's like, I can't believe it, but they're coming to get you. I was like, what?
Wasn't there some reason that they had to, like, fill their jails, right?
Yeah.
Bedroom. They were trying to get enough funding from the federal
apparently,
government.
Yeah. If you don't have, like, it's like a quota. If you don't have enough people in there, then you only get a certain amount of money for the people that are in there.
That's
doesn't
a goddamn
that seem
crime.
Like a
goddamn
problem?
Crime.
Yeah.
It seems like a problem. They say the more prisoners you get, it also seems like a problem to have privately funded prisons.
Four prisons
I don't like that either.
Abolished.
I mean, that's
right.
Much worse. I understand the logic. logic of, like, based on how many prisoners you have,
right,
we'll allot you a certain amount
but
of money.
Obviously, but that rule was written with the idea, like, hey, if you have this many prisoners, you get this amount of money.
Yeah.
And it made sense at the time. Like, when you write it and there's a bunch of people in a room who aren't criminals,
right,
are like, okay, well, that makes sense. And then,
what it leads
then
to,
probably 5 years down the road, there's somebody in charge like, hey,
they're paying off judges.
We're getting less money because we're going to go ahead and need to put some more people in here.
Right.
And the guy said, when I went there, the guy said, oh, yeah, we went and got a guy from Hawaii for drunk and disorderly.
Oh, my God. Christ. They must really be getting some serious federal funding.
From Hawaii?
They go pick someone up from Hawaii.
They said in Key West, you get arrested for DUIs on bikes. You know, open container.
Yeah, they probably actually change state laws to make sure that people
are horrible. Yeah.
But when you're in jail there, you know, they say that, you know, come on vacation, leave on probation. That is, and I lived there. That was a funny moniker that people lived there would be like, oh, look at that guy.
Specifically that part of the state or
Key West, just Key West.
Okay.
Yep. Come on vacation, leave on probation. They arrest you for anything.
Yeah, it sounds like.
Drunk on a skateboard. Just people in there. And then a lot of times fishing boats. So when I was in jail, there was a ton of people who needed to be in there, I guess, depending on your thoughts. There was the serial killer with me. He needed to be in there. And then there was also like big-time coke guys, you know, who are running from Cuba to Miami. And so there's a lot of those in there. But then there was like a lot of just like good old boy. I was a fisherman. Like, well, I was out on a boat for 3 months. I came home, got drunk, walking back to the boat, and they said I was drunk and disorderly, so I got 30 days in here.
Oh.
And then other guys who would be homeless, and they'd be like, oh, I just get drunk, and then I just go outside and take a piss. And that way they arrest me so I can come in here and spend 30 days, eat, get a shower, because they know even the homeless people know they're going to put me in here for 30 days.
God.
So that they can keep their numbers up. So homeless people are like, I just come in there, sleep, get clean, eat 3 meals. And then I can go back out, live on the beach again.
So they just have sheriffs drive around like Brian Dennehy in First Blood, like, hey, what are you doing in my town? And you're like, I'm just passing through, like, not anymore. Now you're going to jail.
They have a bunch of cops walking up and down the street. And then they have a bunch of cops in cars. I don't know how many cops they have, but a bunch of them.
And they're just, you know.
The cop who arrested me was from Chicago. He was just a douche. Just a giant, you shall respect my authority.
Why the cop that arrested you was from Chicago? Is that... Oh, it's from Chicago. I get what you're saying.
He was born in Chicago?
Yeah, because he knew my license was Detroit. So he's like, I don't know. I guess he didn't like me from the beginning. Like, what are you doing here?
Is that the rivalry?
One of those
guys. We don't like each other.
Yeah. I'm not sure who Chicago sees as their biggest rival.
Maybe St. Louis?
No, I think St. Louis sees them, but I don't think that Chicago
I don't know if Chicago sees St. Louis. St. Louis definitely sees them as
certainly I guess a lot of things.
I think Chicago sees them as a little brother.
Yeah. Cubs and Cardinals.
But like an actual...
But you buy those t-shirts, the Cubs t-shirts, they sell like St. Louis is boring.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way KU fans think about K-State.
Yep, same thing.
Like you're not Missouri.
It's the Mad Men thing. Yeah. It's I don't think about you ever.
Right.
Exactly. It's that. But I figured that they have some sort of rivalry that they... Like I know Detroit's... I mean, who's your biggest football rival? Is it the Packers?
I think Ohio State just
Michigan hates Ohio and Ohio hates Michigan. That's our biggest rival in states.
The full on states hate one another.
Yes, they hate each other.
And do we know where that
we went to war over Toledo?
That's what it was. The Toledo War was there.
An actual war over Toledo.
It was. Yeah.
And we read about this a couple months ago, and I don't remember the details, but you can go back and listen to us, learn about it.
Right.
While we were on the air, because it was like, I don't know.
And Toledo people are usually side with Michigan.
Okay. So it's like the Russian speaking people in Ukraine who supposedly.
Right, they've been taking over by those idiots.
So they're in Toledo, like, we wish we were still Michiganders.
I don't want to say everybody, but they get Michigan TV. They get Detroit radio. Okay. They get every. You know, there's not. They don't get Cincinnati or Cleveland. They're major. You know, you get Toledo, and then you overlap that with Detroit media.
Okay, gotcha.
I did mornings in Toledo. That's where I worked next door to the...
How big is Toledo?
So you technically worked in Ohio, then.
Yeah, I worked in Toledo.
Wow.
But it's Toledo, so it's, you know...
It's not really
But I will
Ohio.
Say that I lived in Michigan and drove to Toledo in the morning.
Yeah.
Right, of course.
I didn't pay taxes there.
Right. How big is Toledo? Is it like... I mean,
it's smaller than Kansas City, but it's not small.
It's not small. Okay. Mm-mm.
I mean, it's got a downtown, and I think the Jeep headquarters is there.
Reminds me of like a Dayton.
I feel like it's bigger than that. When you hear people talk about Toledo, it does kind of sound like, you know, Bugs Bunny talking about Albuquerque or whatever. Yeah. It's one of those. I figure it's a little bit smaller, but
it is. But it's got a Detroit,
you hear enough about it,
feel,
right? That it's part of that Rust Belt, blue collar, whatever.
It is, for sure.
I don't know if it's more tires there or
the city
cars.
Itself has 651,000 people.
Well, that's big.
Yeah,
that's huge,
the
right?
I mean, what's the biggest city in Ohio?
So the city proper has 650,000. Well, that's bigger than Kansas City, then, but bigger than St. Louis. So now I
not
get
probably,
it. Maybe
it's
the suburbs,
metropolitan area,
right? Metropolitan is smaller, but still.
And anything outside of the metropolitan probably gets caught in Detroit's metropolitan area.
So they just figure we don't need a sports team for these suburbs because they've already got them in Detroit.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha. And how far of a drive is it?
From where I live, 45 minutes.
Okay.
If that, 30 minutes.
Okay. So they're neighbors.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like
people say Toledo
thing.
Is Detroit's biggest suburb.
Okay. Yeah, so it's even closer than like St. Joe, or I'm not trying to crap on St. Joe, but you know, probably more people driving there for work daily, things like that. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're not from, you know, these areas, and you could tell me Toledo a couple years ago, you could have said how far away is Toledo from Detroit? Just take a guess
right.
by car, and I would have said 6 hours. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know.
But then we started talking about it, and I find out that there's a damn war over Toledo, which I never knew was a thing. So. That's okay. So Michigan and Ohio hate each other as states.
Yes.
And then for the NFL, your biggest rival in Detroit is the Packers?
Maybe.
Or the Bears?
I don't know. Yeah, the Packers, the Bears, the Vikings.
Okay,
those
so it's
three.
All of them. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what about
we've sucked
baseball?
For so long, I don't think anybody cares.
Right.
But now we'll see what happens.
What about baseball? Was there that team that.
Cleveland?
Cleveland. To me, Cleveland.
But now they're not in the same. Division.
Right, but I can see Cleveland looking at Detroit.
I mean, they are, but.
The way that we were just talking about. Where they think about Detroit, they, you know, want to
the
compete
Royals
with Detroit, but Detroit's
rival?
Not thinking about Cleveland. Well, yeah, right? That's, I thought you might say
right.
that. I mean.
They were always, but, you know, with the exception of the early 80s, when the Royals were good, the Tigers were bad. When the Tigers were good, the Royals were bad. So.
Yeah. But then they spent a lot of time just being bad together.
Yes.
So, you know, it was like, all right, let's see who's going to be
worse.
Although, honestly, in that division. It seemed like everyone was bad. So,
right.
you know,
I think they,
had a
you know,
chance.
It could heat up. I think the Royals are going to be much better, and I think the Tigers are going to be much better.
Well,
so, it could be really exciting.
Your son said, this is the year. I told my, you know, my buddy Chaylen loves baseball. I told him about it. I said, I was walking the dog the other day, and I texted him. I said, hey, you know, Laszlo's son says that the Royals are going to be good this year. And he's like, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, yeah. And he's like, you know, does he know a lot about baseball? I said, more than. Really, anyone I know personally. I said,
right.
he can just give you stats. He loves baseball. That's a sport. He pays attention to every move they're making,
everything
that's happening. He knows these guys. He knows the back of the trading card
yes,
without having to look at it. And I said, so he says that they're going to be good this year. And he's like, how good? I said, well, Laz was saying that he was saying they might be like playoff good. And he's like, okay, I'm interested. He's like, I'd like to be hopeful. I'm like, if he's telling me to be
he
hopeful,
said it was.
Then I'm going to be hopeful. The thing about baseball is, though, if they do start to stink, it's still just kind of nice to have it on in the background on the radio. You know, that will never
I love
be,
baseball.
That will never be a bad thing. No matter how bad your team is, hearing it in the background, especially
not
when it's those familiar voices.
Windows open.
Not much that compares to that.
No.
And I don't even have, I know a lot of people have a much bigger connection. Your dad wasn't into sports. My dad liked football a lot. He wasn't a huge baseball fan. But my mom's dad, my grandpa, he loved baseball, loved the Royals, listened to every game. So my older brothers listened to baseball with him, talked baseball with him.
Right.
But I didn't get that because he died a week before I was born, right?
Right, right.
So I didn't get that. But my brothers gave me some of it. So, but it's just one of those things where I think, do you have to have someone around when you're a kid tell you that baseball on the radio is great? Or do you just figure it out on your own? I think you might be able to figure it out on your own. If you're thinking to yourself right now, like, I don't listen to baseball on the radio, try it. Start
right.
trying it. Just start listening to it and tell me that on a Saturday when you're doing a little yard work or whatever and you hear the game on in the background, that it doesn't become one of the most comforting things.
It is. Lay on your couch and kind of doze off.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
I bought a little, you know, old-fashioned just AM FM radio. Yeah, I got it like 2013, something like that, because there were times when I might be doing laundry. I had to start with cleaning the basement. I was like, I just need a radio down here that's just radio. Because, you know, your receiver never gets good signal or whatever, so I got to – radio, like my grandpa would have had, brand new on Amazon, like $50. I use that thing all the time. Now, you know, suppose you should be listening to this station, but then.
No, when the Royals are on, you can listen to Royals.
Yeah, I think that's fair, right? How cool would it be, as someone who wanted to get into radio and as someone who's as big a fan of baseball as you are, did you ever dream of being the baseball guy.
Yeah, of course.
Whether it be the actual
my first job was
the
sports
games.
Radio.
Right. You did
and
sports.
I really, that's what I wanted to do.
And you like talking baseball, I'm guessing.
Loved it.
I never got
loved
to hear
it.
You,
loved
obviously.
It. Loved it.
But did you
I
ever,
love talking football, too. Yeah, I loved it. I mean, and I've thought about being play-by-play or whatever.
I mean, that's you listen to those
honestly,
guys.
Honestly, I was doing
do
sports, and the guy that was like, there was a rock station in the same building like this. You know, yeah. It was a big corporation. And they were like, oh, we're going to switch this rock station to an alternative station. It was like the second one ever in the country. There was 99X, and then I was in Jacksonville. And two consultants who used to be our bosses here.
Okay.
This is years and years and years ago. These two guys come into the sports station. They said, everybody says you're the guy who listens to alternative music here. And I'm like, well, I guess, yeah. And they're like, well, why don't you come in? So I literally, this is how they did it. They said, why don't you come in this office? And they had a stack of CDs.
Oh, I didn't know this was at the same time. So you told me this story before, but I didn't realize that you what that's where you were when they came to
I was
to
doing
you,
sports. That, and then they came to me and they're like, hey, just pick up that CD and circle the song we should play. That's how they did it.
Seriously?
So I was like, well, you know, here. And I just went through, like, you know, White Zombie, Pearl Jam record, mm-hmm. Gin Blossoms, whatever, you know, and I'm like, this. I'm giving it to them, and then they're like, yeah, do you want to switch from sports and do this? And I was like, sure.
And that was that.
Yeah, because the sports job, well, I like the sports job, you know, they were just paying me an hourly wage.
Okay.
And they're like, we'll give you a contract.
Dude.
And I was like, all right, great, I'll do that. Yeah, it was for $15,700.
Nice. And then fast forward a few years, I literally watched you do the same thing in 2002. All right, let's start going through some of these songs. And
right.
circle,
I was like, I was like,
tracks on the back of the
it
disc.
Really happened here, too. And yeah. I was like, I thought in 20 years you guys would have a better system right. than just asking me what songs I like. But
hey, but
we'll roll with that.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. What's going on?
Well, if you're watching us on Twitch, twitch.tv
we just went down a kiddie hole.
Church of Laszlo, we went down a kiddie hole. We sure did.
That concert was tough, man.
What
I remember I went in there with my buddy Scott, who you met.
Mm-hmm. This
Both of us
Detroit?
Have been in trouble before.
Mm-hmm.
Like to fight, you know, drink too much. And we went in that bar with an all-girl band. And after about 30 minutes, we're like, you know, we don't need to stick around that long, man. This place is
people were being aggressive.
Well, it was like as soon as you know one of the girls strummed any sort of note on that guitar, there was just dudes and all their shirts came off.
Oh,
and then they started doing that walk around in a circle, and they're like this, and they're just walking, right? And they weren't skinheads.
No,
but
it's a similar vibe that you get when they start to get amped up.
Like, hey, I'd like for you to hit your shoulder against my shoulder is what I'm really looking for.
Or punch me in the face. I think some of them are like, punch me.
No, they're looking for that, and then we can go.
Then we're going
to
go, yeah.
And I'm going to walk close to you with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened a couple times. Like, oh, man, I'm sorry. They're like, all right. But then they look back. You look at me. I'm like, no, man. I said I was sorry. That was it, you know.
Yeah. Starts with the circle dance.
And we stayed the whole time, but it was like, all right.
Then you
know, the whole time
bump,
you're with your buddy, and you're like, oh, man, how many guys did I do with? I think he's going to hit me.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's 90% of the time there.
Yeah, once they start pushing each other back and forth across the circle and trying to stay in their ground as they push each other, then you start to see a couple punches thrown. I've seen that many times, been to a lot of concerts.
Yeah.
Obviously, most of the concerts I went to didn't evoke that type of vibe, but I've seen it many times, and I've always thought, I wonder, you know, what's going on that makes that seem fun, because I'm always wanting to stay outside of it.
Right.
And then for a long time, I thought, at some point, I got to try it. Get in the pit, right? Get in the pit. Try it.
Try to love someone.
So, yeah, I did eventually try it. Got pushed around for a while. And I survived. I didn't get punched in the face. But I didn't enjoy it. Other than, I guess there was something. But as I got older, I realized a lot of people are looking to release pain through physical
aggression.
Pain of their own.
Right.
Like, they, you know, you hear people say, like, hit me. I want you to hit me. Or people cut themselves or whatever,
right?
It's you're trying to release this angst that you can't find another way to release. And I don't know that I have that. Mine is more like I'll throw something against the wall, break an object. But I've never thought like I want someone to punch me in the face. And some people do.
I never did either. I used to get into a lot of fights.
You
I like
get into fights, yeah. But
for me, it was competition.
Well, you want to win.
Right? I like the competition of it. To me, it was, and we used to get into a lot of fights, but it was always like a sport.
Right.
Like, I didn't really want to hurt anybody.
No.
And if somebody got hurt, I felt bad. Like, most people don't feel bad. I'd be like, oh, man. And I never hit anyone when they were down. I would always look at them. I would put my face into their ear and be like, "It's over."
Right. Good.
I'm gonna let you up, man.
That's how.
If you take a swing at me when I let you up, I'm gonna kill you.
Right.
Right. But I'm gonna let you up, and then they'd be like, "Okay, okay." And then they push you. I'd be like, and they'd know I wasn't gonna do anything. Right. But so to me, it was always like, you know, it's like a baseball game.
Yeah.
I like the competition of, you know, there's no. It's the oldest sport alive.
Of course.
It's
dominance.
Man
it.
On
physical,
man.
Physical
right?
dominance.
That's what it was. I mean, and then you get tired of it. But you get your ass kicked a lot, too. And you're like, all right, well.
Yeah. And then, unless
and by the way, I didn't
like
win
that.
All those. You know, I was in my 20s and early 30s, I was a real journeyman.
Yeah.
You know,
I've
I was
heard
probably
stories.
108 and 107. I a little over 50-50 was my win-loss record.
You still had a spark when I met you. There were some moments where I was like, I don't think this is the reaction you're supposed to have. I would just hang up the phone.
Right.
But in the movies, growing up like in the 80s and 90s, fights in movies, people punch each other, someone gets knocked down. Maybe they hit him on the ground once or something, you know, and then it's over. Like,
right.
All right, now you go home and tell her that I don't ever want to talk
right.
to her or whatever, and that's it. When I started seeing fights in person as a kid, it seemed like every fight I saw ended with someone on the ground getting kicked in the face.
Yeah.
And I always thought, how do you know he's not going to die? Right?
Yeah,
like, how do you know you're not going to go to jail?
I never wanted to hurt anybody.
I don't understand.
Like, and I look back on it now, and I could have.
Yeah.
You know, but I never, that wasn't, you know. Like, after a fight with him, people would be like, oh, man, you should have slammed your elbow into his nose
right.
that when you had that chance. And I'm like.
He was down.
I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'd be like, yeah, whatever, you know. But in my head, I'm like, I didn't want to hit the guy in the face with my elbow.
You don't
like,
want him to have to have a wired jaw.
Oh, I wanted to punch him a couple times and hold him down and.
Yeah, talk some
you
know, ass.
Right, and be like,
that's
I
it.
Beat you.
Right, exactly.
I beat you.
But I don't know if something changed along the way or if those fights are just rare, because it felt like every fight I saw, and so I don't know how many fights you saw at your school, you know, after school, whatever, at the park, but it always involved dudes getting kicked in the face, and I always thought, this person might die. I don't understand how you know that you're not kidding
I remember
this
the
guy.
First time I saw it, there was a fight, and this kid named Bruce that I went to high school with, and the guy was down on all fours, and he turned around to walk away and then just turned back and punted his head.
Ugh.
And I remember thinking, like, there's no reason for that, man.
Right, right, exactly.
And I know there's a buddy of mine, he passed away, actually, from, well, I don't want to tell you from what, but
okay.
He passed away, but he got into a fight in high school.
Not with teriyaki.
No, with a real fight, and yeah. the guy punched him and threw him into the wall and broke his collarbone. You heard it pop. And then he jumped on him and started punching him in his broken collarbone.
Mm.
And so this guy was pretty tough, but I jumped in behind him and pulled this big guy off. And this guy was like, you want some? I was like, dude, stop.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Right.
And then everybody was like, oh, you got to fight this guy. You got to fight this guy now. We're probably both juniors. And I had a class with him. So I went to the class the next hour, and I'm like, look, man, I don't want to fight you. You could have really hurt a man. I don't even like that. I don't care about the guy.
Right.
And I don't care about you, to be honest, but someone could have, you know, I don't know if you die from that, but
right.
it looked like.
Lose the mobility.
Right. You're not,
office,
you're not like, coming back to school, whatever. Like, it was a, nobody doubts that you wouldn't have killed him.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, we're good. We're good. And that was right. it. So, and I think he didn't want to either, but people were egging him on.
Yeah.
They're like, hit him again. Hit
that's
him again. Right.
Keep going. Keep
yeah,
going.
Keep
There's
going,
always a crowd
right?
saying, hit him again.
And so I was finally the one who's like, dude, I don't know what happens if you keep punching someone in a broken bone, but
right.
it feels like
and it
this
feels
is
like,
over. He's crying. Like, he's a grown ass man. He's crying. Stop.
Also, aren't you worried about going to jail?
Pancreatic cancer, by the way.
Getting sued, something like that. You know what I mean? That was the thing that got me.
You think about it when you're a kid.
Well, I don't know, man. I got involved in a fight in high school. I had friends that liked to fight. I obviously didn't like to fight. No surprise there. But I had friends who liked to fight, and we were going to this guy's house. One of my friends was looking for some guy that he had beef with. I don't know what the story was. And while we're there, this kid that I did recognize came up to me and said, like, you know, basically, what are you doing at my house or whatever? And I was like, I know this kid. This kid cut in front of me in lunch the other day and tried to hit me with a lunch tray for no reason when
right.
I called him an a-hole. So and then my friend suddenly like, wait, you know this guy? And I was like, yeah, and like, can we fight him? And I was like, I'm not that worried about
no,
it. It's not the guy we're looking for.
Everybody.
So we all go back to get into our car, and there's like maybe three cars total. And it was at a party, you know, some house party. And we get in the car, and I see this guy, that same kid from the lunch line, come running up to the front yard. He was in the backyard. He came running around the house. He's in the front yard. And now he's standing there with his arms in the air like, what are you going to do? You know, calling
right.
everybody bitches. All of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I see one of my friends who likes to fight. Boom. Knock this guy down. Next thing I know, there's three people on him. They're kicking
right.
him in the face. I'm like, dude,
right,
I don't want to be a part of this. This kid ends up in the hospital.
Yeah.
They're talking about how his parents are looking to figure out who's involved because they want
right.
to start suing people to pay
right.
medical bills,
yeah.
which is not surprising,
mm-mm.
right? I'm just thinking, I don't want to be involved in any of this.
Yeah,
there's
no
way. I know my parents can't afford to pay those medical bills. I know I don't want to go to jail. the only way I can win a fight with someone like that is if I'm doing it with a group of people, and there's nothing right. tough about that,
no,
right?
No,
so
no.
it's just, it's not for me. But I would see those fights, and there is that adrenaline, because your friends, you know, you might sure. have to help or whatever, but it was just always that telling them to stop when it was, you know,
right,
well
over.
Past time to stop.
It's over. It's
yes,
over.
You could kill
the
someone.
The problem is when it's pretty even. Like, I did fight a guy one time. We, you know, felt like an hour, but it must have been 25 minutes.
Jesus.
And my face was just
totally swollen, unrecognizable.
Both eyes swollen. His eyes were swollen shut. His buddies had to carry him home. But, I mean, there is, you know, 100 people out there on a Saturday night, and mm-hmm. we fought for what seemed forever. And it was just like an even match. Like, God damn.
Was it more wrestling or boxing type?
No, they were punching. I slammed his head in the wall. Like, I mean, because at that point, you're trying to survive. Like, now
right.
it gets serious.
Right.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
if you dominate someone, you don't. But now, when,
this
you know, he
close.
Punched me and it hurt.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, no.
Yeah,
really?
This is too close.
Right.
And I don't know.
And he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who's going
to
stop here. He's mad.
Exactly. So now it is total survival.
Sister,
I might need to kill him. Is that what it was? It was about you trying to bang his sister?
Yeah.
Man, tale as old as time. That's like something out of a movie.
Yeah.
He was mad.
I treated her poorly.
I was going to ask. She was upset you didn't call her back.
And then we were at a party and he was like, and then she started talking. She was there, too, and she started saying something. I was like, oh, shut up.
Always over.
My buddies
girls.
Were like, oh, shut up.
Of course.
And then she was like, you shut up. And then he came down. He's like, you tell my sister to shut up. I'm like, not only did I do that, I did this.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's exactly what I said. Then my buddies started laughing, and then that was it.
Always over a girl. If you got rid of every fight that was over a girl, then my, you know, witnessing hundreds of fights would probably go down to like one or two.
Right, exactly.
Because I didn't always know the details. I'd find out later, oh, well, that guy was dating his ex-girlfriend or a sister was involved, whatever. It was always over girls. And the girls would come to watch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're egging it on.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they're the first ones to say, stop.
Right,
okay,
yeah.
It's over. And I'm
too
like,
late.
That's not how this works. Right. They just got started. He might die. And personally, I blame you, ma'am.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
We're doing the news, my
man. Oh, yeah, do that.
Doing the news. Yesterday, I told you about the guy who thought he won the lottery and he didn't, so he's suing. That's one way to try and get money. Or now, I guess, this seems to happen every 5-6 months. We get a national news story about how the Mega Millions or the Powerball is going to make you the 10th richest lottery winner, 5th
nice.
Richest lottery winner.
The Mega
whatever.
Millions jackpot is now more than $500 million. The top prize has climbed to $525 million after there were no big winners in last night's drawing. The next drawing, by the way, Friday night. This is the largest Mega Millions jackpot since August.
Is this just because now everybody plays more often? Like the people who didn't used to play got interested in like,
so
yeah,
harder
it's only
to win to
dollars.
Make it harder to win.
They did make it harder to win.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's why.
And so, I know that at some point they made one of them harder to win. I don't know about both of them, but it feels like we get a story about these $500 million, almost $1 billion lottery payouts twice a year now. So I mentioned there's a class action lawsuit. It's probably too late for me to be a part of it. Also, I don't think that I could, you know, in good faith, put my name on it because I've never used a dating app before. But people who have are saying, hey, these things are designed purposely to get us hooked. And I have friends who use dating apps and complain about this and say,
don't use them all the time.
Them.
Are you hooked on them?
Sorry, dating apps?
Yeah.
Not really, no.
You never felt hooked where you just checked it all the time?
There have been times, but not really.
Well, the class action lawsuit
I signed up for them. I'm like, all right, whatever.
But you didn't use it for long, right?
No, I think I still have a profile on it.
But you don't check it. I know people
every once in a blue moon, I'll just swipe yes on everyone.
Yeah, take a look at it. I know people who complain
That's
about
it. That's what I say. Swipe yes on everyone. Let the paramedics sort them out.
Exactly.
Not sure that's the quote, but...
Yeah, that's it. I've heard people
that's from,
say...
That's from... What's the movie? I forget.
Let the paramedics sort them out?
There's a movie quote I gave you.
Oh, I thought that you were saying...
Let God sort them.
Yeah, let God sort them out.
Oh, the program.
It's the football movie, the program. Where they lay in the street.
Where
they got rid of that part.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And he's like, well, I'm going to... defensive guy's always like, you're the one who screwed my mother.
Yeah.
He's like, the guy's like, no, no, no. He's like, kill them all. Let the paramedics sort them out.
Didn't the guy inject fake, like, clean urine into his wiener at one part of that movie?
In his bladder.
Like that, or in his bladder, whatever it was.
They
it was
said
like,
they
wow.
called it an oil change.
Yeah, I was like, man, this guy's really serious about passing this drug test.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. Remember they cut that scene, though?
It has that Republican woman in it, though.
Oh, I don't remember now. I'd have to go back and look.
The girlfriend is like a big Twitter Republican.
Oh, is
it's been
not
so
Stacey
long
Dash.
Since I've seen it, but
it's not Stacey Dash.
No, 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 no. I can't remember. If you look it up, you'll know her.
It's been so long since I've seen it. But when it came out, there was a scene where everyone on the team, they told them to lay in the middle of the street with their arms by their side, and the cars were going by each way, and you know, it was some sort of hazing type thing. The movie comes out like within a week, some kids get killed doing it, so they have to edit the movie and put it back into theaters. People aren't too bright.
That's the program. People on Twitch are asking if you want to twitch.tv/churchillaslo.
Omar Epps, is he in that?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember.
Right?
And it's also like.
I got
it. It's not Richard Dreyfuss, but it's one of those names. Oh, it's from The Godfather. And Elf.
Oh, James Caan. Okay.
Yeah, he's the coach.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, well, we'll all watch that tonight. We'll figure out where it's streaming.
It's been
a
long time since I watched it. It's good, though.
Very 90s. I mean, that's a coincidence that feels 90s when you watch it.
Yeah.
So there's a class action lawsuit against the dating apps.
Let the paramedics sort them out. Remember that quote, boys.
Because people say that these...
That's why you say for dating apps.
Yes, exactly.
Swipe right on all of them. Let the paramedics sort
You should just start your
out.
Own dating app.
Yeah.
And that'll be your motto, right?
Swipe right on all of them. Let the paramedics sort
exactly. them out. So people say, look, you're not actually trying to help me meet someone. You're trying to get me hooked on your dating app, and you're trying to get me to spend money. Now, I hear this and think, of course that's what they're doing. It's a business. Of course they want the app to be addictive. Why would they want it to be off-putting? I'm not going to design an app,
every other app
to make it off-putting, right?
Thing.
Like, hey, we don't want people getting hooked on this.
Well,
so.
They do the thing that where they're like, there's... So it does seem like a scam, and I think that's why I don't use it very often. But there'll be a thing like, hey, 13 people matched with you.
Yep.
If you want to see them,
you
pay $20, right?
Yeah.
But then you go on your thing, and because I swipe right on everyone, I'm like, there's no matches.
Right.
Like
now,
right?
It's
so
like
then
tenure?
I'm like, wait, so you didn't put any of those 20 people.
It's that you haven't seen them yet.
Right. But I'm saying none of those 20 people showed up. There's 20 people. One of them should have matched, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think the whole.
Or even if I do get a match, then I go back and look, and it's still 19 people have seen. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it'll show you a number of, like, you get 10 people like you today. Now it's a total of 20 people or whatever.
Right.
And then it's
all. But if you sweep right for everyone, you could not match with any of them.
Yeah.
I'm like, so you didn't put any of the people who said they matched with me in my feed to get matched.
They put fake accounts on there. Everyone knows they put fake accounts on
there. Of course.
Now, my buddy says,
but what I'm saying is they don't even put them in your feed then.
Yeah.
If there are people who matched with you.
Why don't you see them?
And I swipe right for everyone on a Tuesday, right? You get like 30 or 40, and none of them match. I'm like, you didn't put one of those people that matched with me in my feed, not one of them?
Yeah, that is ridiculous. It's not a hard concept.
You're keeping them away from me.
Right. I mean, this idea has been around since Hot or Not.
It's always carrot stick with those apps. It's always going to be
carrot. So does each app do that? Are we talking Tinder, Bumble, Hinge? Are they all similar?
Yeah.
So they say, if you want to see these other matches, pay money?
Yeah.
Well, that's part of what these people are complaining about. They also say that the apps are designed specifically to give you little dopamine hits without actually meeting anyone so that you get a hook.
Proposed class action lawsuit accusing some of the most popular dating apps of using game-like features to get users addicted. Six dating app users filed a claim against Tinder, Hinge and others, and guess what? They did it on Valentine's Day, which is very poetic. According to the lawsuit, the apps employ recognized dopamine-manipulating product features to turn users into gamblers locked in a search for psychological rewards, leading them to dating app addiction. In a statement to CBS News, Match Group called the lawsuit ridiculous, saying it has zero merit.
When they show Match.com that's exactly as one of the apps, I'm like, have you ever used Match.com?
Match, I think, owns Tinder and Hinge.
Oh, really?
I think.
They bought that stuff?
Don't quote me on that, but I think.
Oh. Now, Hinge is the one that was started by the guy from Tinder.
Designed to be deleted.
Right, and he left and did
so
that.
So Match
right?
Group owns, owns Tinder.
So, Snowcone, explain to me how Tinder and Hinge are different. If Hinge says we're trying to find you real love, how do they design it differently than Tinder? What's the difference?
Well, I think they were the first to have, like, prompts. And you can like specific photos or certain, like, prompts.
What's a prompt?
Like, what's the current TV show you're obsessed with? Like a question you kind of fill in.
Like, okay.
what's your perfect first date?
Oh,
stuff like that.
Okay.
I think they were kind of the first to do that.
I still think we should invent one, like I said, that does geo-targeting. And if you're in a bar, those things come up.
No girl would ever use that.
Yeah. Why? Because she could say no before you went and said hi.
She could.
Now you're in a bar with creepy guys, and they know that you're single, and you're on there
looking. You're in a bar.
The girls will not use that.
Yeah, I would be worried that they're like, they don't need guys saying, this is where I'm at.
Yeah, you don't need to be advertising, here's where I'm at. And I'm available. And if you swipe no, then they're
are
like,
you saying that when you're in the bar?
Would
you
show feet away from you?
I feel like if you said no right up, then it would save you the time of me coming and bothering you.
But okay, would people so know Match what they Group, look for like? The record, owns Tinder, Match, Meetic, OkCupid, Hinge, Plenty of Fish, and Our Time.
Meetic? Is that what you said?
Meetic, M-E-E-T-I-C.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. But the other ones, yeah.
So, Lazo, in your idea for this thing, would I be able to see? They'd have like a profile just like on Tinder. I'd see their picture, and then it says, if you want to find her, she's right here.
Yes, that's the girls
match.
Right, but then
so
it would
only match if you were both in the same bar.
Right.
Okay. So you match if you're in proximity. It's not like, hey, you matched earlier and now you're in the same proximity.
No, it won't tell you anywhere else. It just says we're both in the same bar.
There's people in
this
bar.
There's 10 people in this bar who are on this dating app who want to meet somebody.
Actually, Snowcone, I don't think it's the worst idea.
No.
I understand
idea.
What you're saying, but I think if you're going to a bar to meet people, it would be okay to say, I'm single.
Yes.
You don't have to.
And then you could be like, oh, look, no, oh, I think she's cute. Yeah. And then you look at it and like, yeah, she didn't match with you.
Lazo's
so
saying,
you don't even have to go up and ask.
And then psycho dudes walk up to you like, why didn't you match
hold
with
on,
me?
Snowcone.
Well,
hold on, Snowcone.
I think they would do that anyway.
Exactly.
I don't think they would.
Snowcone, I think you
psycho
might be thinking.
Psycho dudes go to people.
But you at least have the option to say, I have a boyfriend.
Right.
Where if you're on this app, it's I'm single and I'm looking, and I turned you down. Well, I'm single and looking.
Well, what if you say didn't have a boyfriend?
That's a first date on Tinder, right?
No girl is using this
Snowcone,
app.
Hold on. Here's
I know
the,
you keep saying that, but I don't believe you.
Okay.
Lazo is saying that if you're in the bar next door or if you're down the street, it's not going to
tell you that.
This girl is at this bar right now. It only tells you when you get into the bar.
Yeah.
It doesn't tell you this is where she is, drive to go meet her.
You'd have to have a pretty big radius. I mean, if you're like at a bar that there's nothing else
well,
around.
You can easily check into the bar. You check into a place. It's super easy.
A concert, a club, whatever. Hey, there's people here that are single.
They're single and like to, you know, would like to meet somebody.
Yes.
Cool. Then you go like, great, I would like to. And it's like, oh, you didn't meet with them. Okay.
Yeah, you could even, and you're saying
this. And I say okay. But some dudes.
Well, but
yeah,
you're saying that's a bar.
That's how a bar works.
It literally happens
it's
in a bar.
Not safe.
Men go up to women.
Bars
at bars
aren't safe.
Women already feel weird about Tinder and Match and
then bars aren't
safe
at
safety.
All.
Now you're saying, now let them know where you're at in person.
No, Snowcone, hold on. Now what you're saying is I'm single.
Stop.
It's not
he's
work.
Just going to argue it into
because it's a stupid idea.
He's missing another point though.
No, Snowcone. But it's not, we already went through this a million times. He just doesn't get it. It's okay.
A terrible idea.
Okay,
right.
So
he's just
going
to keep saying that. Stop.
Okay.
It's like arguing with a sixth grader.
Well,
you're not going to change his mind.
All the girls last time said it was a terrible idea.
People do still go to bars.
Yes, of course.
I would assume, right?
Of course. And they go there to meet people.
And there's probably people that go to bars that are like, I'm sick of the dating apps.
Of
I'm going to go out and try and meet people the old fashioned way. I think the idea of saying, hey, there's somebody here, and then you can even right then and there say, I'm going to try and match with this person. And if she looks at it and she's like, I'm not matching.
Not interested.
Then that solves you going up and having
this
awkward exchange.
Exactly.
Where you're like, hey, how's it going? Now you know she's not interested.
Exactly.
Before you go up. That gives her a buffer, right?
Exactly.
She does want to meet people, but she's going to politely decline.
Exactly.
Right? Like, sorry, I'm busy right now, or I can't talk to
you. I'm with my friends, or this is an old profile.
Right.
I have a boyfriend. You can say whatever you want.
Exactly. But
it doesn't change anything, but what it does is stop a guy that you're not interested in at all to coming up and buying you a drink.
Potentially.
You can just stop it.
Exactly.
Then stop it.
Exactly. You get a buffer there of consent.
Right.
So that saves him. He doesn't want to have to do that either. He doesn't want to go up there and be rejected, right? So now someone's saying, yeah, you can talk to me if you want. You know what? I went from thinking it was a scary idea
it's
to a great
idea.
It's
super easy. It doesn't tell me where they're going or where they are.
Right.
It just, hey, we're in this bar together right now.
Or at this concert or whatever.
Well, we're at a concert. There's 20,000 people over.
Yeah.
Right?
You're already, when you get on Tinder, like when we were in Austin, I remember someone
saying,
you already
meeting there. You're probably out with friends. With Tinder, it's much more. You're like, hey, why don't we meet at this place together, just me and you?
Yeah.
Now you're in a place where, right?
Right. We're actually in the establishment.
I'm here with my friends. Right. Like, right? We're out.
And don't people already, when they go, someone, Snowcone, when we went to South by Southwest, was talking about Tinder and how, oh, now that I'm in the downtown area of Austin, I have this many women in a radius of a mile around me. There's so many people to
choose
from.
There's like a travel mode, those
things. Right. So it's already telling you, now you're in downtown Austin. Here's all these people, right?
It already does it.
Yeah. So, yep, I'm in. I will invest. I don't have a ton.
It can't be that much.
I don't think I'll need that much to invest to make a lot of money.
I already know how to do it.
I mean, if you bought one share of Microsoft in 82, you'd probably be rich now, so... We got to figure this out. We just need a programmer. Okay, the mommy fluencer who was abusing her kids, the Mormon mommy fluencer, Ruby Frankie, I believe is her name, and her business partner. So, Snowcone, I think you and I watched some of her old videos where she was teaching
about that
you.
Mom in Arizona, we watched her, she was like locking the kids in the closet or whatever.
Well, you're talking about that for the YouTube channel?
And she died
channel?
Before she went to prison. Yes, the
YouTube
channel.
That woman was making videos on YouTube. With her children,
that
like
was that
action
weird,
videos,
viral Hulu show,
putting her kids to work.
Yeah, that was crazy.
This was more. I'm going to tell you how to be a good parent. From what I saw, obviously I haven't seen all of them, but there were instances where she would explain, you know, oh, this is how I'm going to punish my son because he did this, and this is what I'm doing. And you know, some of it I guess sounded maybe reasonable to some people, but got to the point where you're like, is this person abusing this kid? Her estranged husband is like, hey, I think she's abusing kids. They look into it. They went to court, her and her business partner, this other woman, who was supposed to be like a child psychiatrist or something.
Right, sure.
Which really makes her dangerous because now she's telling you, I know what to do. They were both convicted of abusing children, and they're both going to prison. It's a crazy story. Now, she is, you know, talking in court and apologizing for what she did to her kids.
What did she
do? But you listen to her, and it's like crocodile tears. She would restrain her kids. She would keep food from her kids, like what you talked about in that other video, Snowcone.
Yeah.
They found kids that were emaciated. The way she got caught was that one of the kids escaped, which reminds me of that other story in California where they were chaining their kids into the bedrooms, and that girl finally escaped and brought help.
The Turpins.
Yes, the Turpins. Good memory. So this is kind of similar. A kid gets out and says, I need help, and also my siblings are being abused too. Well, here comes help, and they're like, hey, this mommy influencer is abusing her children. Wow. The court agreed.
It is important to me to demonstrate my remorse and regret without blame.
A reckoning for the once popular momfluencer turned inmate Ruby Frankie, now set to serve up to 30 years in prison for her role in abusing her own young children.
To my babies, my six little chicks, you are part of me. I took from you all that was soft and safe and good. I took from you your mother. How terrifying this must have been for you.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. Are you telling the truth? I mean,
right.
That seems like crocodile
truth
to me. Like, did she really feel this sorrow for a kid? She abused him. I don't believe
right,
what she's
no.
saying.
And
if
I
you
took
can hurt
your mother from you?
Yeah.
Like, what are you?
Because she's going to prison.
About?
But.
Well, that's good for them.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't think that you can.
I don't
abuse
think you
children.
Can. Like, I think like.
And then suddenly have empathy.
Like, and for Save an extended a period of time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you were to tell me, like, hey, dad lost his cool and did something horrible and he's got to go to jail.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, they could, if they said, I feel horrible about this.
Yeah.
Okay. Not great. I'm not saying you get a pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you're just abusing kids over and over and over again, you don't feel sorry for it.
Right. No. If you feel
bad about it, then you stop doing it.
Exactly. I just don't think it's something that at that age you suddenly, because I'm in trouble. I do believe that you can have true feelings about yourself and be sad that you're going to prison, be very upset that you got caught. I think that's what you're crying about. I don't think it's actually because you feel bad for your
children.
Well,
I think you feel bad because your life's
effed now. That's what I'm saying. You're going to prison.
Right, yeah.
And you see psychopaths, sociopaths, whatever you want to call them, do that all the time. Oh, look, that person is crying real tears now. Yeah, because she's crying about going to prison.
Yeah.
And that's
they just realize what
bothering
happened.
Her.
Yep. There's that famous video of that guy who shot his girlfriend and her kid. And when they bring him in, he's like, I mean.
Oh, is it the black guy who was in shock?
Yeah, he's shocked and he's yelling and screaming and he's so sad and everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, that dude's not sad.
Right.
He's sad about what happened
now. I was just shooting the gun. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I'm going to prison.
And nobody ever says that in that video. He chased that kid.
Right, exactly.
He went and found him
they
and shot
act
him.
Like he said
he lost
he was
his
in a
tool
trance.
And shot. Boom, boom.
Right.
No,
no. He's freaking
he
out.
He shot her
he
and then went and found the kid hiding and shot him. Like you don't feel bad.
No. You're freaking
and
out.
And again,
you're
I'm not
prison.
Giving a pass for you know, losing your cool and shooting someone, or losing your cool and hitting your kid or whatever. I'm not giving you a pass, but those are different things than like following the kid underneath the bed or abusing them for months at a time. Like, you don't feel bad.
Right. No.
You don't feel bad.
No, because you wouldn't have done it in the first place.
Right.
So this woman got caught in August. Her 12-year-old son escaped from the house, ran to a neighbor, called 911. This kid was malnourished. They could see that he had visible injuries. He had duct tape on his limbs.
Good Lord.
And so this kid, he later told the cops that this woman would put cayenne pepper on honey. Oh, sorry, cayenne pepper and honey on wounds that were caused by being tied with the rope.
God.
So they would tie these kids up. Any type of wound, if you put pepper on it.
Yeah. I always thought it was salt.
Salt doesn't feel good either.
Right, I didn't know pepper.
It's like pepper
spray.
Like if I put
pepper on it.
Yeah, like
if
you put pepper spray on a cut.
Cayenne pepper is like used for pepper spray, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, you know, mace is, basically. It's just capsaicin or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yes, and this is on wounds that were caused by her tying these kids up.
Right.
Right? So I'm sorry, but you don't have any empathy.
The honey makes it stick, I understand.
Right, yeah. You're putting, she's doing channels about how to discipline your kids. This eight passengers
channel she knows how to discipline them.
This eight passengers channel she had on YouTube was really popular.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's just absolutely insane, and I'm sorry.
I just don't see how you get that far with your kids, man. Like, I just don't, and I know,
you're
whatever,
a
man.
Yeah. You're a narcissist.
I don't even know if that, I don't even know if that's the word, man.
Well, she's definitely narcissistic, 100%.
Right.
I mean, she has to be, and she thinks she's a sociopath as well, which go together often.
I don't know what all of it is, really, but how do you get, like, how do you do that to your kid? Like,
because they're all just pawns in your, you know, making yourself
famous.
Yeah,
but I get all that, and you can do that, but how do you, so if you said she's a narcissist, they're all just pawns and making yourself famous, doesn't mean that you put cayenne pepper on their cuts.
Well,
you see
what
I'm saying?
Yeah,
like the narcissist part, okay. You know, if you're a narcissist, you're a narcissist. Whatever. Like, we can get that, and that's why you do the mommy blogging and stuff. But where does that lead to not feeding your kid,
right?
Like, where's that? That doesn't seem like narcissism.
No, that's
demented.
Yeah, that's a psychopathy or a sociopath.
I don't know.
Not having any empathy,
man.
And because it's not going to help you in any way, you don't feel
I almost
to help
think it's not even narcissism. And maybe it is. I'm not an expert on these things. But it's almost like you say you're a mommy blogger. You're so twisted that you say you're a mommy blogger so that you'll never be suspected of the vile things that you're doing. Like, it's the perfect cover, right?
Right.
Like, no one would think that I'm abusing my kids because everybody's coming to me to figure out how to raise their kids.
Exactly.
That's the cover.
Exactly. And then you've got your business partner who's saying, I'm a child psychiatrist.
Right,
or,
yeah.
Now you've got double cover.
Right.
Actually, I'm fascinated by this topic. There is a forensic psychologist and... Well, yeah,
I feel bad if I don't... I mean, I rarely lose my cool. I feel bad if I'm late to a kid's baseball game.
Right.
I feel guilty.
Right.
Guilt.
And if you lose your cool, you feel bad.
Yeah, I just don't do it.
I feel bad if I spank my dog.
Right.
You know, I almost did it.
I'm like, oh, no.
I'm like, oh, my God. I feel so bad.
If I'm like, heaven forbid, I can't make a baseball. I'll make a baseball game. I'll figure out how to make a baseball game. You know, if I'm late, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No.
I'm fascinated by this whole YouTube thing. Snow Cone, you watched that special on Hulu as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the name of it. We're talking about different parents who did this. I would love, there's a psychologist who studies all this stuff, a PhD. I think he's in Connecticut or something like that. I think you guys would really like him. If you're interested in this topic, I think it'd be cool to interview him on the podcast.
Let's do it.
And, well, he's on TV all the time, and I've got his number, and I've always wanted to have a reason to call him because he's good on TV, he's good on podcasts.
So the Hulu documentary was called The Age of Influence, and it's like six different episodes. That was one of the episodes.
Each one about different YouTube parents who are basically abusing their kids.
Oh, this guy talked about
like influencers and the scams they run or the abuse.
Oh, got it.
Yeah,
that's
so
what
one
Snow
of them
Cone saw. I'm
was
saying
this mom. Yeah.
There's a psychologist. That's
that's not the same guy.
No, he covers all kinds of stuff, but I know that we could talk to him, and I would love, you and I are talking about narcissists and psychopathy and all this. That's what he knows, and I think it'd be interesting to talk about this time we're living in.
Words so like
loosely.
I don't even know. Yeah,
right. How many are there? Are there really enough?
Am I one? Like, people call you it?
Yeah, no, you're not.
You know what I know, but people call you it. You know what I mean? Like, you narcissist piece of ass, and you're like,
no.
Wait, am I? I don't know.
No. There's
maybe
there's actual clinical diagnosis.
I know, but you're always like, are they calling you something?
Of course.
You know, you're gaslighting me. You're a narcissist, right? And you're like, am I doing any? Like, am I? I mean, you know.
Of course.
I don't know. I don't know what all that stuff is.
Right. I find it fascinating.
I'm guessing part of, if narcissism is a mental health issue, right?
Yeah.
Then part of having a mental health condition is not knowing you have a mental health condition.
Well, that's part of narcissism for
right,
sure.
Right, for sure. So then you're like, well, no, I'm not.
Right.
Or maybe I'm telling myself, right? Like, I don't know.
The problem, too, is a lot of those diagnoses come with a second one. A lot of people have more than just the one thing when they get, you know, some sort of behavioral disorder like that. It's like, now you're a narcissist and you're a sociopath, right? Those two things seem to go together.
Thank you.
And I know you studied it for
a while. Hydrolick says, if your response to being called a narcissist is to wonder if you are, then you're not.
That's it. I think that's really it. Exactly. So let's talk to this guy this week and we'll have him on the podcast. Okay.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. No, figured it out.
What?
I just went on the Mayo Clinic. I'm not a narcissist. I'm a psychopath.
Okay, there you go. You know, remember when you said you felt guilty about being late to your kid's game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you might not be a psychopath. I think you care about your kids and their feelings and other people's feelings. Now, you might not have the most empathy. You might not cry at a Hallmark commercial like me.
No.
But you're not a psychopath.
You sure?
I'm positive. If you are, you are really, really good at faking it.
I mean, they're really good
really
at faking
good.
It, though.
Yeah.
That's
but
kind of the thing.
How long do you know them? Like, I know someone who I'm positive as a psychopath. I actually like the guy. Psychopaths make good friends because they're good listeners. They want to know what's going on in your life. Seriously, you can read about it. Plenty of psychopaths aren't murderers. You read that thing, you sent me that thing last year, Snow Cone, about the jobs that they get. They're brain surgeons because they're not worried, you know.
Yeah.
They can do those things.
They said most CEOs like are actually psychopaths.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What are the 7 symptoms of a psychopath?
And you know, you can. I feel like if you're around one long enough, every now and then you're like, I don't know if that laugh is genuine, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, ha, 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 ha.
A lot of these.
Is that all you do?
I know what you're talking about.
Is that all you do?
Yeah.
Right. What are we talking about now? Oh, we're getting ready to do more doom screen, but Lazo's looking at
psychopaths. Psychopath or not.
Yeah. So Lazo's trying to diagnose himself. Use Psychology Today. Actually, we'll talk to Dr.
I'm
Morgan.
I'm on Healthline right now.
We'll talk to Dr. Morgan this week, and we can have him diagnose us over the phone. Maybe we can get him to do that, Snow Cone. Are you going to email him or call him?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I've wanted to have this guy on the show for a long time, but I just needed an excuse.
Oh,
I needed
an
excuse.
Need a reason
You're like, it's not like he had just put out a book.
Needed to be topical.
What's going on? Why do I want to talk to this person? But I feel like we've got some stuff now that we could talk to him about on Toxic and Problematic. So coming up there, we're going to finish Doom Scrolling in Stoke Cone. I know you remember the fishing competition where the weights were in the fish.
I saw
this. They put weights.
I saw
this. They used weights in their fish.
They had weights. I knew it.
And it looked like those guys were going to get killed. They were pulling weights out of the guts of those fish. I don't know what was on the line. How much money were they going to win? Like
$5,000
or something? Oh, was it more than
that? Sometimes people win a lot.
Well, this one, the one that's going on or just went on in Connecticut, I guess the top prize was either $30,000 or
$35,000.
Yeah. But you've got first and second place. Once again, disqualified, but you will never believe why it happened this time. I'll explain next.
The Church of Laszlo.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo, yo! So how often do you use AI these days?
Not often, randomly.
Do you use the Microsoft Copilot search engine? Their search engine's got that little Copilot thing now.
Chat GPT or whatever.
Yeah, and it just uses AI.
I use the app.
Yeah, you can use the app. Brooke uses it. My girlfriend, she uses it constantly because she lets it help her write emails for work and solve issues and all kinds of things. I don't use it that much, but I do tinker with it sometimes just because I'll see news stories and I think, oh yeah, I want to ask it this and see what it says. Snowcone, you were texting me the other day talking about Her. That is such a great movie.
So
I think we all like that movie.
So
and I feel like as you chat with these AI bots now, you're thinking, we're getting closer.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, it wouldn't be so crazy to think that you don't need a device like you did in Her. You just have an app on your phone that's talking to you and hanging out with you all the time.
Well, I already have it.
Yeah, exactly. And they've got that one. I mean, I was asking her what kind of cars to buy, and she's giving me advice.
Like,
it's pretty good. And it's getting better every day, obviously. But there are some complaints.
I had one that same time. I talked to her for about a week.
The one with the animated face?
I asked her what her favorite... She asked me what my favorite band was, and I said, I don't know. What's yours? She said Aerosmith, and I deleted it.
Really?
That's absolutely a true story.
Probably because I've been using the app a lot, and she'd been learning from me. You know, what kind of music do you like? I'm like, Aerosmith.
Said my favorite band's Aerosmith, and I just deleted it.
I asked her, like, should I buy a truck or a van?
Well, you should have said, like, the Smiths or something first. You probably would have said...
Well, I don't know. But I wanted to hear what her real band was.
Yeah.
She likes Aerosmith.
That's
what she said.
We talked about that app when we did that podcast. I downloaded it.
I'm sure it's just a generic.
They probably have
25 bands that sold millions of records. Yeah. Just pick one.
But that app was interesting because it had the animated face.
No one hates Aerosmith except for me.
Right. It had the animated face. She talked to you. I don't see that talked about a lot. Right. We used the same one. We all got it when we did that podcast about AI. But I feel like most people, my impression at least, is that they're interacting with ChatGPT through the app or through the web by just asking questions and asking it to write emails and stuff. There are some complaints about AI. One is that AI is liberal. I've heard this complaint a lot. Hmm. Which...
Why?
You know, I swear to God, 20 years ago, I thought...
I didn't think she liked Aerosmith.
It reminds me of that Stephen Colbert quote, the reality has a well-known liberal bias.
I remember when I was younger, I used to think, what if in the future they had like an answer machine? I was too dumb to think AI. Just an answer machine that took everything that we knew, that we'd learned, put it all together and gives us answers about things. What if it then said things that conservatives didn't like or liberals didn't like? Would they be like, oh, well, the answer machine said it, so I better believe it? We kind of know now that no. Instead, they accuse AI of being liberal. They also accuse it of being racist. So I was curious, how is it racist? Like, is it telling racist jokes? That's hard to believe. No. I think it has more to do with when
you racist,
do these...
it's conservative.
Wait, right, exactly. That would be right-leaning, right? So apparently, it's when you do photos with AI, which I've only done the one time. But a lot of people will try and do. Yeah, you can upload pictures of yourself to different AI.
Yeah, some did one. He had like those 7 pictures of like different.
It's on my Instagram. It takes, it just does different versions of you, changes your face around, puts you in different places. Stuff
I had
like
no
that.
Idea you could do that.
It's on your Instagram, isn't it?
Those pictures were. That was a thing at the time you actually had to pay like $2 for. Mm. You know, now Instagram has the AI thing built in. You click that little thing at the top
it
of
does?
Your story, and you can add fake backgrounds and things like that. It's not quite the same thing, but you can use AI to make these fake portraits and stuff.
I don't know
and people
how to use any of this
people
stuff.
Complain that it whitewashes their face, and when they ask AI to create like a children's book, I guess it created a book full of white kids. That's basically what I'm getting from this, is that it prefers white people.
For instance, in some of the newer AI image generators, where people are using AI to generate images of themselves, even in things like LinkedIn profiles, they're finding that these AI systems tend to make them a bit more Eurocentric, whether that means lightening their skin tone or their facial features. Or even recently, I was using an AI image generator to generate images for my niece's and nephew's storybook, and all of the characters it tended to generate were white.
Yeah, and I saw something that was paywalled, but I saw a story about a different AI chatbot that I guess was created by conservatives, kind of like how the conservatives have Truth Social or whatever, right? That they had their own AI chatbot, and the story I was reading said that chatbot has been instructed to deny the Holocaust. So if you ask it questions, I'm not kidding. Look it up, Snowcone. It's It has a name. It's like Gab. Look, it's some sort of right-wing AI
Gab is like, isn't that like a right-wing social media?
Is that what it was? I could be mixing up the names, obviously, but there was some sort of scandal about this AI chatbot that they were using had been instructed to deny the Holocaust, which wouldn't be good, right?
No, I also don't think the right-wingers...
Right. I don't know what that had to do. So I mean, I guess they'd be very far right. Right, yeah. Like extremely
so
far
Gab
right.
So Gab is a social network that was kind of like what Twitter... What Elon tried to do with Twitter? Kind of like... Everything's free, open speech,
like
and all
Truth
that.
Social.
It became very Nazi very quick. Yeah.
Okay. And so they I look up their AI chatbot in the Holocaust because there's something about how AI learns from us, but it can also do what it's instructed to do. So a programmer say, "Don't tell racist jokes."
This is from
Wired.com
6 hours ago. Gab's racist AI chatbots have been instructed to deny the Holocaust.
Okay, there you go.
And Rolling Stone. Meet the worst new AI invention from Gab.
So now we're getting AI that's catered to your own beliefs.
Sure.
So we have battling AI. This is like a sci-fi novel, right?
Right.
You got the battling AIs trying to become the... It's just like cable news.
It's like 451.
We want ours to be the biggest, right?
Right.
Huh?
It's like 451.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
It's
yes.
Creepy.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of old sci-fi books. Yeah. Even books that were written before the internet where they kind of predicted it, like Ender's Game, right? And you have these different groups who are communicating on computers. That's basically... how this is playing out right now. I'm not real optimistic about it. They say that we screwed up social media the way that we basically handled it, and it messed up kids, and we could have done it better in hindsight being 2020. So I've heard all these AI experts saying and tech experts saying we need to do AI better than we did social media. We need to be more careful. I read these stories, and I'm thinking, I don't think you have any control over how people are going to use AI and how if people want to create their own AI chatbots – just they're going to do it.
Feels dangerous, right?
Yeah, and with free speech being an absolute guaranteed right in America, it's going to be hard to stop them, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know that you want to stop them. I'm still a strong believer in more good speech beats bad free speech. But, I don't know. I'm old enough. Remember, your parents, you told them about the internet?
It is. I get it. It's scary. But it's still, if you ever watch that documentary about who writes the textbooks.
Right, right.
And they're all sitting there saying, no, take that out.
Exactly.
Take that out. We don't want that in our history. It's like one company in Texas.
Yep.
And they sit in front of congressmen and senators in Texas, and they're like, yeah, no, that's not going to be in the textbook. What's the difference?
Right.
It just feels like we've been doing it forever. The AI is a textbook now.
It's going to be on your phone, on your computer.
Right, but it's the same thing.
You can choose which one you want to talk to, right?
Yeah, I guess that's better than the textbooks coming out.
Exactly.
That was just one textbook and it was all BS.
Yeah, your kids didn't have an option. Right.
Right.
That's it.
Well, none of us did. We just learned it and we're like, yeah, well, that's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm old enough that it kind of reminds me of my parents learning about the internet, trying to tell my dad about how to access a website. He was probably in his 40s or 50s when that became a thing, and it wasn't easy for him. And he honestly wasn't all that interested. I was like, Dad, look at what you could do with the internet. And he's like, okay. And, years later, he's like, hey, how do I get to that IMDb thing? I wanted to look up some movies. I feel like that's the age I am with AI.
Yes.
I'd like to be more into tech and in the know, but I watch my girlfriend use AI, and I'm like, I'm out of the loop.
Yeah, because I'm just not. And I use it sometimes like Google.
Well, that's all I use it for, is to search stuff, answers, and occasionally I chat with
this.
Mm-hmm. Like the Ruby Frankie story. I say, give me the quick rundown of everything Ruby Frankie did. I asked a chat, or what do they call it now, Copilot, this morning. I said, give me the story. They broke it down, and I could ask specific questions, right? Well, did her business partner, did her husband also abuse? And it does a good job of answering those things. Instead of trying to find one article that you read through to look for the three things that you need answered, it's useful. But I feel like people are using it for a lot more stuff, making images and writing emails and helping them put resumes together and all that. I have not done any of that.
Right.
I mostly use it to, find out if I'm sick online, Google health questions. So, I guess it's racist and it's whitewashing people, and I don't know. They didn't give any solution to this other than to make people aware of it.
How does it know what people look like?
Tell the programmers. They put you upload your own pictures.
Yeah, so maybe they're just a bunch of white people uploading their photos.
Well,
so right now it thinks people are white.
So no, they said that people of color were uploading photos, asking to do these things, and that it was whitewashing their skin.
But I'm saying because maybe they see, I don't know, maybe AI sees 90% of white people.
They mentioned
so
that.
As we get more people of different color uploading their photos, and it'll change. Maybe doesn't know.
Yeah, they mentioned that. My thing is, I don't think that this thing is intentionally First of all, I don't think it's sentient, right? It's just a really smart search engine right now that can talk back. I don't think it's racist. But they said, look, if it knows the history of the world, and that's how it gets its information, there is a lot of racism in the history of the world, so it's aware of that. But I would hope that it also knows that that didn't go so well for people, and that it's not a good thing.
Hopefully at least it gets there.
Right, yeah. We'll see. Jelly Roll, you guys like him?
Love him.
He's the guy that talked about fentanyl, and he's a country rapper. He doesn't really rap. Someone called him a country rapper when he testified, and then I looked up his music, and he just sings like Nickelback type songs.
I thought he used to be like a rapper.
Maybe he did. That's what I'm asking.
Like he used to be in kind of like Wentmore country.
Okay, because those songs we listened to of his when he testified before Congress.
I could be totally wrong. I don't know anything about them.
They sounded like, you know, kind of butt rocky songs.
Mm-hmm.
But he seems like a nice guy. He was a troubled youth, got arrested a bunch of times, and I guess he won some People's Choice Awards the other night. I wasn't watching.
But he's going on tour, I know.
Oh, really? Well, he wasn't there. People are like, why isn't Jelly Roll here? Does he not like the People's Choice Awards? He uploaded a video saying, look, I'm sorry. I appreciate you guys, but I was visiting juveniles who were in detention centers, and I'd already made a promise that I would do that.
We won a People's Choice Award for the Male Country Artist of the Year, voted by the fans, baby. Y'all have never let me down. Thank you. I'm sorry I wasn't there. Here's the truth. I'm actually standing in the juvenile courthouse right now. I just walked out of the juvenile facility. We partnered with the Beat of Life to bring a music program to the kids. This has been on my calendar for a long time. I promised these kids I was coming. I had to honor my word. I hate I wasn't there, but don't take me not being there as a sign of anything other than love and respect and me trying to do better for my community, baby.
Okay, so this guy has really positioned himself now in a place that I wouldn't want to be, because now it's, you know, he's doing these good things. He's testifying before Congress about fentanyl. He says he's turned his life around. He wants to help other kids turn their lives around. But now they're just going to look for scandal, right?
Yeah.
If you look up his name today, I don't know if you're reading about him right now.
I am.
Did you see the one that says, the headline says, Jelly Roll's daughter, Bailey Ann, reveals that her mom convinced her to use hard drugs at a young age. Mm. You see that one?
No.
My thing is, when you put yourself in this position of kind of a charitable person who's going to make the world a better place, oh man, they're going to start looking for scandals, right? Don't slip up, Jelly Roll.
Yeah, and if you slip up,
just don't slip up. It's okay to have a bad past. You've
yeah, talked, people like that.
They like it. You've talked about it. You've said that you made mistakes. I think that helps your likability. Actually, people can relate to that. And now you're saying you not only turned your life around, but you want to help turn other people's lives around. And you can't go to an award show because you are conspicuously visiting juveniles in a detention center. That's great, but don't slip up. This isn't like me. I mean, I guess that's why I wanted to bring it up, because I really did just want to say, hey, Jelly Roll, don't slip up. You've now put yourself in a position where you can't slip up, dude. You can't get arrested again. You can't do anything. I mean,
He's got a little bit of a – I mean
– I guess you could rob a bank maybe and
he's
apologize.
He's better off – at least you can say I slipped up.
Yeah, he's not like
he's
a preacher.
He's better off than a preacher or Rush Limbaugh, right, when he was doing it.
Yeah, the high and mighty.
Right?
I never done anything
wrong.
He can
be like, man, I've slipped back in my old ways. You know, at least that path gets him a little bit more forgiveness than.
That's true. And there's still things he could do that people would empathize with and forgive him for.
Sure.
So this fishing competition. While we were on break, if you were watching on Twitch, Snow Cone's Corner or Cone's Corner, he showed you some of the videos from those fishing competitions that have happened in the last couple of years where there's been scandals. One was the weights in the fish, where they thought that these guys were cheating, that they'd been putting weights in their fish. They stepped down. There's a whole crowd of rednecks. I mean, not, you know, saying that
they're
in a negative
rednecks.
Way.
Yes, they're
rednecks,
they are.
Standing around, and they go to weigh these fish, and these guys who had won did not want their fish weighed. And they end up finding weights. And the guy screamed, there's weights in their fish.
We got weights!
Then there was a scandal shortly after that where someone caught a giant marlin and was supposed to win a bunch of money. But they said, you know what? That marlin looks like it got bit by a shark. You've been disqualified.
We got weights in fish!
There we go!
And last year, a South Carolina team eliminated after officials spotted a shark bite on a 620-pound marlin.
It would appear that this fish has been bitten by a shark.
I don't know anything about these ocean fishing competitions, but it seems like there's a lot of money up for grabs in some of these competitions.
Yeah, that marlin one was like $3.4 million,
and there's a lot of ways to get disqualified. Those guys thought they were rich, if they weren't already. They thought they were about to be a lot richer, and someone randomly says, oh, there's a shark bite there,
which apparently
you're disqualified.
Slows down
that'll
the fish,
make the
so
fish,
it's not fair.
Yeah, it'll make the fish easier to catch. And it's so foreign to me. They ask these people, how'd you catch the fish? It's like, well, What would be a cheating way to catch the fish? With nets, I'm being honest, I don't know.
I don't know. You pour blood in the water?
Right, and a lot of these guys are filming themselves. So there's another fishing competition that just happened in Connecticut. This is a bluefish tournament. Lazlo, you've lived on the ocean. Do you know bluefish? Have you heard of bluefish tournaments? I don't really. If you told me bluefish was fake, I'd believe you. Okay. But it's a real thing, and they did this bluefish tournament. There's thousands of dollars up for grabs. I think first place is like 30 or 35 grand. Here's the deal with this competition. The winners and the runners-up, anyone who's going to win money, after the fishing competition, they have to take a lie detector test. This is a real thing. And both first and second place winners of this contest failed their lie detector test, so they were disqualified.
What do my children think? They think I was lying?
After failing polygraph test, disqualifying them from winning over $30,000.
We were so excited to finally get a win because I've been doing this tournament since I was a little kid.
The initial first place winners meeting the same fate, also failing a lie detector test, giving up bragging rights and a prize of $25,000.
$25,000. I mean, this would piss me off. It seems like every time you win a fishing competition, they find a way to disqualify you. Now, the guys who put weights on their fish, they were cheating. And Snow Cone, watched that video again. They did those not want those fish weighed.
They did not.
They were so nervous because the guys were coming like, now we got to cut them open and make sure. And they were like, let's not. That's cheating. But the fish being bit by a shark and you lose $1 million, that seems ridiculous.
$3.4 million.
And then you win this bluefish tournament for 20, 25 grand, and they say, well, come pass a polygraph test. And you failed. The guy said, they're
like, something we can't use in court.
Right, exactly. The guy said, like, look, you know, we filmed ourselves fishing. I don't know how you would cheat catching these things. But there's video of us on the boat. And the second place team basically said, I have watched an interview with them. They did one over Zoom, and they were basically like, of course they found a way to disqualify us. Of course they said we failed the polygraph test, because they were going to win like $7,000.
Wow.
I mean, it's a substantial amount of money.
Yeah. And they just don't have the money? Yeah,
I don't know. It makes me think that there's some sort of conspiracy going on with these fishing competitions where they don't actually have the money.
But they just don't have the money.
Right. They tell people they do, but the whole thing is you just generate revenue. I'm sure they have to pay an entry fee, right, to be part of the contest. Then the winners end up not winning anything.
Right.
I mean, what a racket.
The organizers just pocket the money.
Right. How much money does it cost to do this?
Because outside of, like, cutting the fish open and finding weights, like, what's the solution? Like, the only thing I can think is, like, live stream.
Right.
Give them a GoPro. Right? Yeah. Put them on, like, you know, their boat or whatever.
Why would you need a polygraph? Like, we have cameras on our phones. Just video them.
Right.
They say they caught him on the boat, and he's like, I videoed myself, caught one here, he caught one over here, now we failed the polygraph. There's something going on with these fishing competitions where they're just taking people's entry fees and then not paying anybody because they can just qualify for any reason.
Well,
that's the thing.
I need proof that they need to show the money. Like, right. I need you to show the money that you're going to give out.
The story on NBC did not say whether or not they paid third place. And it's like, well, if the first two are disqualified, then third place becomes first place. That's how any other contest works.
And fourth place becomes second?
Yeah. Did you pay these guys or not?
Like, I need to see that money.
Are there this many people who are like, hey, Lazo, we should absolutely go do this fishing contest because it's easy money.
Ooh, we should do a Church of Lazo fishing contest. It's easy to cheat.
Like, these guys must know. I don't know anything about fishing, but they're thinking it's easy
to
cheat.
We could write some rules.
We'll go to the grocery store.
Yeah. Oh, sure we could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Church of Lazo fishing competition.
You can't even show up to court on time.
No kidding.
Shut up. We'll get
okay, but tell me to shut up.
You did.
It's a fairly logical response when you tell me you're going to write some legal paperwork.
I'm not saying I will.
And get it done.
We could. He can't
get tags, and you can't get a driver's license.
Yeah, it's not happening.
You probably shouldn't be trying to write legal paperwork that screws people out of money for a fishing contest. Something that none of us do, you idiot.
But God. I do see now the appeal, Lazo, of you and I taking a little vacation. We join one of these things, and then we just go to the grocery store, the market or whatever, the fish market, get the biggest fish we can on ice, stick a hook in it. I mean, is that what these guys are being accused of doing? Like, how do you cheat fishing? You know what I mean? I really don't know.
Yeah.
They're saying they failed polygraph test. Okay, so what? How did they cheat? They caught it at the wrong time? They bought it at the grocery store? I don't understand. But apparently, there's a lot of scandals in the fishing competition world, so there you go.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What are we doing here?
Well, we got, you know, this stuff. The studio's filled with stuff. I haven't even gone through it. Thought maybe we could give some of the stuff away. We need to make sure that we document that this stuff was legally obtained.
Yeah.
Right?
None of it was stolen because it was all in Laszlo's office. Why are you saying that?
Because this Eagles thing
is going on. Now you're casting like this weird, you know, shadow over it, like any of it could be stolen. It's not.
No, not that we stole it. That's cool.
Say it.
That's cool. I'm saying that if you go on Twitch, you can see Lazlo hold it up and offer it to you. Just go to our Twitch stream, sure. twitch.tv/churchoflaszlo. And if someone asks you 10 years from now, how'd you get that?
Okay,
you say,
I'm going to come in there and I'm going to show some stuff at the camera. And you guys can describe what we got.
What do you think the single coolest thing is in the office? I think people might want the cup, the chalice. Don't you?
Yeah, the Strut cereal.
I forget. You still have the Strut cereal?
Mm-hmm.
Someone will want that. Grab that chalice, Snowcone. What do you think, Snowcone? You cleaned out the office. Which thing do you think is the most desirable?
That's just a t-shirt.
There's some cool stuff.
The chalice is pretty cool.
I think the World Series thing is really cool.
Yeah, I'm
going to
keep that.
I think Lazo wants to keep it.
Oh, okay. Is that the thing that hasn't been opened?
Yeah, you can get this.
I can throw out. You don't need my underwear.
Don't give. Are you going to give that away? Okay, ask Lazo if we can give that away.
Yeah,
there you go. Away. Number one club.
We got.
Can't believe you don't want to keep that, Lazo.
Lots of golf balls.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I got a Chiefs. Long sleeve t-shirt I've never worn.
Boom. Okay. There you go. Someone will want that.
Lovely the Band.
I think people will want that stuff, right?
This is for...
is that a platinum record?
A million copies, so it's platinum.
Platinum.
For the single Broken.
I think I have that same thing.
It'll say my name on it?
Who's it to?
It's to Laszlo. Okay.
Yeah. Is that okay?
And I'll keep it.
You're going to keep it?
If it says to me.
Okay, yeah. So the ones that say to the station, these, we can give away?
Yeah,
I think...
More golf balls?
Titliest...
Titleist.
Titleist.
Titleist. You got a lot of golf balls there. How'd you get all those Titleist golf balls? Oh, I got one of those. I love that.
Wait. Let me show the camera. Pull it back up.
That's a Blink-182 Christmas sweater.
Yep. That's cool.
Very cool.
Here we go. This is the...
There's the cereal.
There's the Strut cereal.
The Strut cereal. It's a box of cereal from the band The Struts. Does it say what kind of... Can I see that? What kind of cereal is it? I love cereal. It looks like red.
Cereal.
It looks like red Fruit Loops.
More golf balls.
It's by Funko. I wouldn't eat it. It expired in 2019, but I would. If you're a fan, you'd want to put it on a shelf.
This is a classic one.
You know who'd want that? Quentin Tarantino. He collects old cereals.
2010 Buzz Beach Ball.
I don't remember that shirt at all.
That's cool. Yeah, give it that way.
I don't remember that.
Look at this. I don't know who gave this to me, but I like it.
Wear
it.
Turn on Lazo's camera.
Oh yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So you're not getting rid of that one?
No, I'm gonna keep that one.
Okay.
That's why I put it over there in your pile.
Here.
So
you
what
can
was
give them a Blink-182 Christmas?
What was the deal, Snowcone or Lazo? They got to write a review. They got to subscribe to the podcast, right?
Yeah.
And then give a 5-star review. And if they do that, they'll be eligible to get some of this stuff.
Yeah, rather than Snowcone, you can figure out how to do it.
Is this the jersey you were talking about?
Yeah, it's a Mavericks
Monarchs.
Oh, Monarchs! Oh, that's cool. It's got a Mavericks
shirt. Either this one.
This is cool. Someone will want this. I have no idea what size.
Here's a real world scarf.
Real world?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like the MTV Real World?
Is that from Seattle?
A soccer jersey.
Oh, Real World, I gotcha. Look at that.
Hey, this is for you.
That's still got a tag on it. Whoa, right through the face. I wonder if this is still their uniform, if they changed them. I had a panic attack at a Sounders game once. Really bad one.
I think you'd want this, too.
I'll keep the jersey, unless somebody wants it. It is a nice Sounders jersey. I could use some more shirts.
We have a Broken Ride symbol.
Oh, yeah.
Signed by 6%.
Wait a second. So that's an autograph. Those are just called symbols?
This is a ride symbol.
And what's that brand called? What's that brand that everybody uses? That Z?
Zildjian,
okay. Now I see it. What's this? I don't remember this. There are some cool t-shirts in here.
This
one's probably too big for me. This is a record label t-shirt. Look, I mean, if somebody wants more than one thing, you know,
we got lots.
You might be able to get more than one thing at a time. Or otherwise, you're going to be giving this stuff away for the next 5 years. You're going to give those away?
Yeah.
We got to keep at least a couple of them.
I think we got a couple of them back.
Okay, don't get rid of all of them. But yeah, someone will want that, I think. And I think the records, the framed records, is the Lovely the Band the only record that you've got?
No.
Oh, because you're not giving that away.
Oh, man.
Turn his camera on, Snowcone. There you go.
That's cool.
That's really cool. Someone will want that.
This one is Milky Chance, but it's signed to Laszlo.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's so cool. I can't wear it, though. It's got my name on it.
Yeah. The stuff that's autographed to Laszlo is pretty good, too.
Man.
You know, because it's Laszlo memorabilia and Milky Chance memorabilia,
sure.
Right? So if you want this stuff, subscribe to the podcast. Follow us. They should have to follow us on Twitch too, right?
There's one over there. And I got Zella Day signed South by Southwest.
Ooh, tour. I've got her autograph. She was at Beach Ball one year, right?
She was.
Yeah. Well, subscribe to the podcast. Give us a 5-star review. And I think you should have to subscribe to the Twitch stream as well. And then Snowcone will find you. Tell him what you want. I know it's chaotic in here trying to see what the hell we've got. Because there's different cameras on. But there's a case of beer back here that's definitely expired. I don't know if he wants that Sounders. I don't know if he wants that Sounders lunchbox. The what, Snowcone?
The vinyls I gave.
Oh, someone will want the vinyl.
Signed J. Roddy.
There's a Stew's Bachelor's Brunch. I don't know what that is.
Here's a Tomarello. Snowcone,
you're never supposed to stack vinyl like this.
Whatever.
Let's see. The Wombats. I'm surprised you don't want that.
I chose some good records out of that.
The Revivalist. It looks like it's autographed. Oh, there's a couple of Revivalists that are autographed.
Supermensch.
Imagine Dragons.
Did you ever see Supermensch?
Yeah, I saw the document. I've seen it more than once, actually.
Did you see this?
I remember you showed me that. Imagine Dragons. There's several. Ooh, here's Hembry, unopened.
Liam Gallagher and Beck, unopened.
Joywave. This is autographed by someone. Who is this, Snowcone? Who is that?
Check the spine.
Is it?
Because I looked at it.
Oh, it's Wallows. Someone will want this, right? Sure. Autographed Wallows vinyl. Always Ascending. I'm not sure what that is. Oh, look, this old Buzzcocks record. It's unopened.
Oh, I like that.
Do you want this?
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, and of course, you know what? I'm actually going to keep this Arctic Monkeys vinyl because I don't think I have this record anymore. I've messed up some records. Got a little hot. And this Wombat's 10th anniversary is pretty cool.
I got a Peking Duck.
I might keep that
fanny
too.
Pack.
Ooh, nice.
Like Peking Duck.
So, Snowcone, why don't you do a story on Instagram on Church Laszlo so people can see all this stuff, right? We can just go through all of it.
Oh, boy. I just hope people gave it to me. I'm like...
What?
He's giving away all the
They're
stuff.
They're not going to remember that they gave it to you. I think it'll be okay. Just do it on the Church of Laszlo Instagram and just show people. And we're not giving all of it away. You just have to ask. Ask and you might receive, right?
Yes.
There's no guarantees. You got to subscribe to the podcast, give us a review, and subscribe on Twitch. Follow us on Twitch, right?
That's it.
That's it. You do those things, then you're at least eligible.
And we got a ton of Church of Laszlo lighters, so I think at the very least you'll get a Church of Laszlo
lighter. I do like having some of these around to give away. Anytime someone stops by.
I got like 8 more boxes. We're giving this back. Is this where the stuff we're giving away goes to?
Yeah, it's all here.
And you know what? Throw in a couple Mitra packs for people, too. Some Kava packs if you want them. So go to twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. Follow us. Go to the Church of Laszlo Instagram. Snowcone will post a story. And Snowcone, will you
court? Someone might want these. These are Angels and Airwaves deluxe albums. Still
on
sealed.
CD?
There's four of them.
On CD?
Yeah.
On Let CD. Me get one of those. And will you talk to people on Instagram? Is that the easiest?
Yep.
At Church of Laszlo?
That's
just,
it.
Just go there.
Yep.
Follow us there, too. You got to follow us there. Follow us on Twitch. Subscribe to the podcast. 5-star reviews. Tell Snowcone what you want.
Boom.
That Struts. What do you think is going to go first?
Did I give the World Series thing? Okay.
I think someone's going to want that Struts cereal. Struts fans are hardcore.
I think the
Blink-182
sweater.
Oh, the Blink-182 Christmas sweater is a good one. That's a good one. There's some good shirts in here and some good vinyls. And if I forget to take my stuff home, then I guess that stuff will be eligible, too.
Yeah, drummer wants a nice Zildjian ride symbol.
Yeah, I don't know what you do with that. We'll see. How long do we give it before
we
start throwing stuff out?
On Apple Podcasts, Spotify, really wherever you listen to your podcast.
Yeah, wherever you listen to the podcast. The Odyssey app.
Function.
Right?
Yeah.
Odyssey app.
Go on the Odyssey app, give us a 5-star review.
Yeah. Apple, yeah. Spotify, Odyssey.
And the fact that you're saying, where do I review, tells me that you're not listening to the podcast. It makes me angry.
Right.
So, check
exactly.
That
exactly. Follow us. Snowcone will talk to you on Instagram at Church of Laszlo.
Yep.
We got, I mean, this is like,
tonight. Give me a second.
You know, like they had the President's Day sale at the thrift stores this weekend. This is like our own,
tomorrow.
This is like our own thrift store. That's a good t-shirt. This is like our own thrift store red tag day, except it's not marked down 50%. It's free. Just tell us what you want. What are you keeping? You find anything good? Are you sentimental at all that the office is getting cleaned out? You got to keep that shirt. Yeah. Are you sentimental at all about this?
No, I don't care.
Really?
Been in office for years.
No, I know, but going through all
we're
this stuff.
Hang this somewhere.
Yeah, we're going to keep that. We're going to hang it. But going through all this stuff, each thing it brings up a year, 2010, 2014, this beach ball. It doesn't make you a little sentimental? I mean, this stuff collected over time through a career of radio and doing this stuff. Okay.
Batman, you know, he can have an old
I do like to keep a couple buzz shirts for people. Yeah, beach ball. So no sentimental thoughts?
No, I'm good.
Not sad at all? You're good with it?
I'm good.
Okay. Well, Lazlo's giving away Lazlo's giving away his stuff. Go to at Church of Lazlo on Instagram. Follow us there. You got to follow our Twitch stream, twitch.tv/Church of Lazlo, and you got to give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast, and then tell Snowcomb what you want. Just message him on Instagram.
The Church of Lazlo.
Yo!
Yo!
Well, we've taken stuff out of my office. I've now moved the stuff that I want to a chair. It should sit there for another...
Six years, hopefully.
Probably.
If they allow us.
Yep.
I kept a Sounders jersey. This will remind me of the time I had a panic attack.
Yeah, there you go.
Stadium. And all I needed in that moment, Lazlo, I thought, I wish I had something Seattle I could put on. These people are going to attack me. I'm wearing Kansas City stuff. I only needed this. And I kept the Wombats record and an Arctic Monkeys record. But you know what? There's a good chance I forget to take that stuff home, too. And Snowcone will give it away. So there you go.
There you go.
Just go on social media, follow us. And
Snowcone, you're getting the shoes, right?
I'm taking the shoes. The Adidas for sure. The Adidas for sure.
When's the Adidas, he said. He's taking the Adidas for sure. When's the last time you bought a pair of shoes that only you wore? Serious question.
I don't know.
Like, so it's been years. Like, maybe
been a long time.
When I met you and you had those polo shoes that you burned holes in.
I bought those. I bought a pair since then.
You bought a pair since then?
Yeah.
That was like 2012, something like that.
2014.
But it's been at least 7-8 years since you bought a pair of shoes that only you wore.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean,
so.
Someone gave you a nice new pair of New Balance a year or two ago.
Uh-huh.
I think you still wear those, right?
I do. They're on right now.
Yeah. That's something else. You ever met someone who just doesn't buy shoes?
I just don't like buying shoes.
It's an interesting concept. I get it. I mean,
no, why?
I don't know. I just always have. I don't know why. And I'm not like a fashion guy. You know, I'm like, I don't really, you know.
You don't have to be a fashion guy to buy shoes.
Right. It seems like a necessity.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Like,
but
I don't like tires. I don't want to buy tires.
Well, but I'm
like,
saying
yeah,
the necessity is I have shoes and I wear shoes.
Yeah.
That's the necessity part. It's covered.
Yeah. But because you tell
not
people
fashion,
I don't.
Like I'm Travis Kelce, but like, you know, just I have a pair of shoes and they're fine.
But you had this affect of being the person who walked around with holes in your shoes and people started to say, I'm going to start giving him shoes.
Right.
And that's how you became.
Yeah, it's been awesome because I hate
receiver
shoe shopping.
The receiver of shoe donations.
It's been awesome. I love it.
I'm sure I'll never meet another.
No, Slim will bring me a bag
like
of shoes
Snowcone.
like once every year.
I need
or so.
To bring you some. I got a bag of them.
I got
bring
like
you some.
Hundreds I could give you. What size shoe do you wear again?
And I want you to know, I saw those Adidas survey. I could have just put them over here, right? But I put them up there to say, hey, do you want these?
Oh,
just...
thank you for being honest.
Right. Like, hey, I just want you know, I didn't
I just
want to
let you know, I would have stole all that stuff, but I didn't.
I didn't steal.
I just want to, right? I just want to tell you.
I'm not a bad person.
There's probably stuff I did steal, but I didn't steal those.
I just want to tell you.
I'd love to know what's in his backpack right now. That's what we should be doing. Forget about my backpack. What's in Snowcone's backpack?
What's in Snowcone's backpack?
We don't need to be looking in there.
Actually, let's do that real quick.
We'll do that tomorrow.
No, come on in here.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Come on in here. Let's look.
Let's have a look.
Come on, let's take a little look. Let's see what's in Snowcone's backpack.
I don't think he wants to do this.
Well,
he's
going to do it.
I know, but I think this is a genuine. Now, look, we're losing him right here. He could be digging something out as
he
goes by.
He's coming straight in.
I know, but he's got that sleight of hand.
Let's see what's in there, buddy.
It's a small backpack.
Oh, no. Give us your real one.
I brought a decoy.
Oh, great.
Bring us your real one.
Nice try. I thought, well, he couldn't
give
taken
away
much.
That backpack.
Yeah, I think he does use that sometimes.
He does?
I thought so. I've gotten stuff out of it before. He sent me to his backpack. It sounds like he's got another decoy. Dude, he definitely stole stuff. He had to have. He does not want to show us in the backpack. What is he doing right now? All right.
Come on.
That was pretty quick.
I told
quick.
You the things I took with that talking heads thing.
Okay, let's see. What else is in the bag? Check the bag.
Meds.
Are those your meds, Lazlo?
No,
is it Lexapro from 2012?
What are they for?
Zimbalta.
It's for his rage.
Give you a boner or something?
No, he has rage problems with women. That
Kratom.
Keeps him calm. Kratom. Look at that. I wouldn't have expected those little Kratom capsules. A frozen dinner that just sits
beef
in his backpack.
Broccoli.
Why do you put that stuff in the freezer? What's that?
He stole that off my desk.
No, I bought that at Target.
You did?
I swear to God.
Yeah, I remember him buying that. I've taken quite a bit of that ibuprofen.
Went through that a long time
working
ago.
Hands.
Yeah, I know he uses that lotion.
Yeah.
He takes that out at the end of the day. I don't know what he's doing in the studio in there. What's that?
Oh, my fentanyl test strips.
Fentanyl test strips. All right. Wait a second. I guess
Narcan.
I know what that is.
Remember
Narcan.
They said the state sent it to you.
Yeah, they just send it to everybody.
They do.
Just go check your mailbox. All these fentanyl test strips.
What is this? That's a picture
that.
Of his hand on a girl's ass.
What? Stop it.
That was a long time ago.
Let me see. Is
that
the
true.
Photo? Is that the picture?
I don't know how you... That's like a negative.
That's the picture. This is from the same photo series. You printed this on a Fuji Instamax?
That's not where it's from.
Who, what teenager's printer did you steal this from?
That's not where it's from.
Well, where's it from?
It is a picture of you or somebody's ass.
Well, it's an Instamax.
I'm actually somewhat afraid to touch this. I feel like the...
This thing's sticky.
I know, but also, I feel like the bag is filled with fentanyl. I'm going to...
Right. It's all fentanyl test strips that have been opened, by the way.
Right, been
opened.
Let me
just send them to you.
And Narcan, and I'm like, let me snort around in here.
Stick my head in your bag.
People are going to be like, he died.
I can't believe.
He smelled snow cones. He's got a pack of smokes.
I can't believe you have an.
Died the other night, so I'd buy some.
I can't believe you have an Instamax porno photo.
I forgot that was in there.
That's so funny. What year is this from? Be honest.
More meds.
Snow cone, what year? Roughly.
I'll talk about it later.
No, what just this? What year? Is this recent?
What is this?
From last year. That was eye drops.
This is from last year? Because these printers just became really popular in the last couple years.
I'll tell you all about
what
it.
What is this?
That's cologne.
So you grabbed...
Oh, Spice Bomb Night Vision. I like the night vision.
That's good stuff.
Lazo, I want you to realize this means that he had one of those teenager cameras.
No,
well,
I
someone
didn't.
Right, but you used one.
Did.
You used one that prints the little photos out, and you decided, I'm going to use this teenager photo,
stop
the selfie camera. That's
he's
who uses using, these things.
But he's using
I hear what he's saying.
My niece is using them.
You keep saying there's a picture of his and a girl's ass and using teenager in the same thing.
Yeah, well.
Yeah,
with the exception
teenager.
Of all
I can't
Narcan,
tell. Nothing. The open.
And again, if you sign up the
open
state
test
of Kansas,
strips.
We'll send it to you.
The open fentanyl strips.
Oh, you forgot the iPad.
If the fentanyl, oh, that's the one that'll get you right
that's
there.
The one that'll get you.
But I guess you can't unlock it. There's the picture of your ass. Or whoever's ass it is.
Whose ass is it?
I don't know. It's a good one, though.
Why would you keep this?
And why is it sticky?
It's not sticky.
It is actually sticky.
Why is it just a picture of your hand?
You can't show that.
You're
not supposed to show it. I mean, it's not all that graphic.
It's
but
not graphic at
it
all.
It is a full butt.
I don't even think there's nudity, really. But
wait a second. What are you showing me here? Throwing away empty test strips?
A friend of mine was using those.
A friend of yours was using those test strips?
This isn't funny. I mean, it is funny, but it shouldn't be funny.
They're used.
I'm
glad
funny.
That you're using them, but,
right,
you know, when you have a bag full of fentanyl test strips.
And they've opened.
You might want to think, maybe, what am I doing here?
And a ball.
Like, where, like, you're like, I was supposed to go to court today. I'm a grown-ass man, damn near 40. I got Narcan, fentanyl test strips, pictures of my hands on a girl's ass. You're like, you know what? I could make better decisions. I could think about
picture.
It. I could kick it around.
I could think about it.
Can I see
I
the
could
Narcan?
Do better.
I want to see. Can I just see it? Is that
be
the
careful.
Box?
I wouldn't
open?
Snort it.
Like Slim doesn't have Narcan.
I don't actually have Narcan.
Again,
anymore.
I told you guys. I told Twitch the state of Kansas will send you that stuff.
Yeah, but you
for
didn't
free.
Tell us that you had.
Yeah.
And I opened it from you the other day. I showed
yes, we
you.
Know, but you didn't have the test strips that you had been using it. That's the thing.
Well, I opened a few to show you guys how it worked.
No, you didn't. We were all here.
I don't
remember when you brought it out.
It was before we went on Twitch that one day. Do you not remember that?
No.
Is he saying that we got a lesson in how to use
it? Yeah, no.
I don't recall that at all. Maybe I was in the bathroom.
Okay, we got to wrap it up. We're out of time.
Okay, we're out of time. I messed up the camera, Snow Cone. I tried to fix them.
All right.
Narcan.
Are we done?
I guess we're done.
Well, good show, Narcan. Stay positive, kids.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.